Australia's first federal human rights commissioner says both Tony Abbott and his Attorney General George Brandis have made a grave political error in maintaining their attack on Human Rights Commissioner Gillian Triggs. Professor Brian Burdekin says the sustained attack is fueling leadership ructions, and he says George Brandis doesn't appear to have a clear understanding of what his role of Attorney General entails.
To be honest, I am deeply concerned that the Attorney General we have at the minute simply doesn't understand what the remit of the Human Rights Commission is. I mean, he's actually talked about the fact that we really just need to rely on the Magna Carta. Well, the role of the Human Rights Commission, as Gillian Triggs has pointed out recently, and as I pointed out many years ago, is to stand up for the most vulnerable and disadvantaged groups in our community, the homeless, the mentally ill, Indigenous people, people with disabilities, children in detention, whatever. You won't find any of that in the Magna Carta, I can guarantee you. So if the Attorney General is somebody whose level of knowledge about human rights, that is the International Human Rights Framework, based on the Universal Declaration, which was there because of the Holocaust and all of the international conventions that we've solemnly ratified about women, about ethnic minorities, our international treaties in relation to asylum seekers and refugees and people we should treat with humanity and dignity and respect for their human rights. The things that the Human Rights Commission is obliged to do by law are directly related to those very vulnerable groups, and its highest priorities have to be those who are least able to defend themselves. And I think to attack the Human Rights Commission, albeit in a way that was completely unjustified on the facts as far as I can see, I mean, the report was very largely taken from evidence from the government's own departments. To attack the commission for doing its job in relation to a group of children who by any standards are among the most vulnerable people for whom Australia has responsibility, we are legally responsible to hold the commission or to place the commission in a position where it's ridiculed and almost in a way that's contemptible and contemptuous in the federal parliament. In my view, that's just disgraceful behaviour, and I don't think any cabinet minister should behave that way, and certainly not the minister with portfolio responsibility for that commission.
Are you surprised that both the Attorney-General and the Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, who appear to have been leading this charge against Gillian Triggs, are you surprised that they've sustained the attack on her, given the criticism, and now the reignition of leadership speculation?
I think it was not only misconceived, and quite frankly, totally inappropriate and disgraceful. I think from the feedback I've been getting, and I still obviously am in touch with a lot of people in the human rights arena, a lot of people in legal circles, a lot of people in non-government organisations who care for the most vulnerable and the most disadvantaged, the feedback has been universally, as far as I can perceive it, hostile to what the Prime Minister and the Attorney General were trying to do. And to that extent, I think it's politically quite unwise. I honestly don't understand why the Prime Minister and the Attorney General felt it appropriate to do it.
Is it, do you think, fueling leadership speculation again?
Oh, certainly, I think so. If the government itself is accusing that organisation of somehow being in breach of its statutory responsibilities, A, that's wrong. B, it's inappropriate. C, I think it's politically stupid. And D, my own perception is that an increasing number of Australians think it's not only bad behaviour, but will take that into account in terms of the way they vote at the next election.
That's former Human Rights Commissioner and Law Professor Brian Burdekin, and Saturday AM did request an interview with the Attorney-General, but he's not responded to our request.